I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Monday morning, November the 1st, first day of November. I've been driving 8 hours a day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from Pleasanton, California to Leawood, Kansas, but I'm back. When I dictated so many pages on so many different podcasts, I've got material for the next 4 years. But today, I'm going to focus on one specific thought that occurred to me while I was driving back. And it has to do on my own reflection of almost 79 years and things that I didn't do that I recommend to other people they do. The word for today, the word is bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, bridges. I wish I had kept all the bridges I built over the years. I had friends in Iran. I had friends in South Africa. I had friends in Spain, in England, in Germany, in Holland, in Paris. But I did not keep those bridges. Now, I didn't destroy them deliberately. I destroyed them accidentally, inadvertently, incidentally, by not maintaining them. Why didn't I maintain them? I don't know. I wish I had listened to this podcast 35 or 40 years ago, then maybe I would have spent more time maintaining bridges. Take out a sheet of paper now. In the center of the paper, draw a circle, put your name, then put spokes out like a wheel. Where are your bridges? I talked to my granddaughter. She changed jobs, and I said to her, make sure you keep the bridge open. She said, what do you mean? And I mean, make sure that when you leave in the best manner possible. It's very, very important. Then keep that bridge open. Don't just forget about it. Send your old boss an email every once in a while. Let him know how you're doing. Let him know that he or she had an impact on you, on your career. In other words, maintain the bridge. I failed in my expert witness work. I've done work on 70 or 80 cases with probably 200 lawyers, and I've forgotten many of their names. Now, I haven't forgotten all of them, but I don't maintain the bridge. Bad me, horrible me. But I had nobody lecturing me or mentoring me on, Bob, keep those bridges open. You never know when you want to go back. Oh, I know, people have read The Art of War by whatever his name is. And it says, oh yeah, I took all my men ashore and by boat. And when I got them ashore, I destroyed all the boats. So the only way home for them was to fight. Well, that's okay. I don't even know if that's a real example. But I don't think it makes a lot of sense, frankly. I think it's more important to keep the bridges open. A bridge doesn't mean you're going to go back over it because the other side was worse and you're going to go back, but you never know. I have another very close friend, one of my nieces. She left a job for another job because they didn't pay her enough, and the other company finally went back to her and offered her a lot more money. Now she's back. I don't know if that's exactly the correct comparison, but the point I'm making is that you never know when the bridge is important. I was talking to one of my nephews, and he said that a client of his had worked for Company A and left Company A, went to Company B, and called him and said, hey, I want you to take care of my account. In other words, a bridge that he built in Company A now brings him business from Company B. People move around. Lawyers that I've worked with work for other law firms. Sometimes they advise me they work for another law firm that I didn't keep their email address. Stupid me. Oh, yeah, people think I'm wise or smart, but I do some stupid things, and one of them is I didn't keep my bridges open. My gosh, I would love to have my bridges back to the people that I met in France or the people that I met in South Africa, but I didn't keep them open. Again, it's hard to say why I didn't. And it wasn't that I destroyed them. In other words, when you move from Company A to Company B, even if you leave Company A in good stead, if they loved you in Company A and they encouraged you to go to Company B, or they thought it was a good step in your career, you need to keep Company A bridge open by emailing them, by contacting them, letting them know how your career is progressing. Maintain the bridges is important. What else can I say about bridges? Bridges, bridges, bridges. And wait a minute. I had all these contacts at a major venture capital firm in San Francisco. One of my contacts rose from being just a worker to a partner. Did I maintain that contact, that bridge? No. I failed miserably. And at EDC, I had 100 people working for me. People in accounting, people in engineering, people that were good friends of mine. But over the years, didn't maintain the bridge. Now here I am sitting at my desk at home, almost 79, thinking, wow, would I love to be in touch with Gene Price or Julie Backlund. Julie was my CFO. I didn't maintain the bridge. Now, it's not just a matter of maintaining the bridge because it's good or it's a good idea. But frankly, from a non-altruistic standpoint, they could probably help me with things that I'm doing now. I don't know that they could, but they might. But by destroying the bridge, I'll never know. I'll never find out. I'm busy trying to sell my software business now to someone who owns a red Ferrari. And I have literally hundreds of bridges that I could contact now, but I didn't maintain them. And like any bridge, when you don't maintain them, what happens? They fall apart. They get rusty. The joints get weak. Maybe even the bridge falls down. You need to give some thought today to the concept of bridges. Now, in the last few weeks, I've highlighted a number of key words. I highlighted the word choices. That was a good one, right? I think making choices and being accountable for your choices. But what about your bridges? Now, let me go one step further. A lot of us have big families. I do. Nephews, nieces, grandchildren, grandsons, granddaughters. My network alone of relatives, just blood relatives, is probably, I don't know, 20 people. Those 20 people have dozens of other friends. Do I tap into them to have them help me sell my software business? Well, I'm going to. But why would they do it? I mean, obviously they're blood relatives. But the point I'm making is that we have lots of bridges. We have business bridges. We have family bridges. Family bridges are important. Maintaining them. Thank heaven for holidays. Holidays, we get a chance to go back and keep those bridges open for family members. Maybe that's one of the things that holidays do. They're a bridge maintenance activity where we tell stories and reunite with our grandchildren, children, nieces, nephews, cousins, etc. So that's bridges, and that's bridges for today. And that's the word. I thought a lot about this driving back. I spent 22 hours driving, for example, right? I take out my dictaphone as I start dictating. I don't remember all the stuff I dictated on bridges, but I think I've made the point. It's not about destroying the bridges, which many of us don't do. Like, I left the company, I left them in good stead, that's fine. But it's maintaining the bridges. So what's my suggestion? Think about today what bridges you've created over the last 10 years if you're young, and 35 or 40 years if you're older, and how many of them are still open? How many of them are still open to having you cross over to their side of the bridge and say, hey, I'm over here now to say hello and reconnect. Reconnect with those bridges that you've made. In some respects, the bridges represent the spokes of the wheel. Remember I said draw a circle on a sheet of paper, write your name in the center, then write the spokes going out. Those are your bridges. I don't mean bridges of people that can help you, because we never know who might provide that help. We never know when somebody might say, hey, you know, I met you a few years ago, and I'd like to reconnect with you. But that's not going to happen without good bridge maintenance. So today, when you're thinking about things to do, and you're thinking about the Sherwood podcast, 10 minutes with Bob Sherwood, or 15 minutes, which is probably is today. And by the way, I've got a lot more content for my 22 hours driving. The content revolving all around the concept of one or two words. And today's word is bridges. So good luck with bridges. Think about it today. Write it down. Spend a few minutes thinking about it. And that's all I'm trying to do in my podcast, is maybe give you a couple of ideas. Ideas you've thought about before. Bridges are not new to any of us. But how many of us spend a lot of time maintaining them? You know, we think about doing it. So this is a reminder, something that we need to do. I'm going to spend some time today trying to reconnect with some people that I knew years ago and see if I can't keep that bridge open. And that's all for today. This is Bob Sherwood, but listen in, because I've got some things to talk about from my 22-hour trip about rural America, about the farmers in America, about a couple of cafes that I went to that were extremely interesting. I was in a cafe where I was the only person that didn't know everybody else there. That's how strange that was, right? And I'm going to talk about more of those things and the values that I saw driving across America. And I recommend everybody do it. It's worthwhile. You see things in a whole different light when you drive across America, you drive across the small towns, the farms. That's all for today. Think about bridges. If you have a comment on bridges, email me at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, and I will talk about your content, whatever it is you send in. No matter how stupid it is, in fact, the more stupid it is, the more likely I'm going to talk about it on my podcast. See you later. Bye-bye. I brought to you courtesy of